You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along with Mr. Aaron Zummers, our producer and engineer. It is Monday, October 3rd, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in, everybody, to the world headquarters of Civic Media, downtown Madison, the intersection of State and Fairchild Street on a picture-perfect Zummers. Let's take a look at the old Sam Davidson Street cam right out of the gate. Look at that. Now, you can't see, look at those people enjoying life down there on State Street. You can't really see it for those watching the stream, Facebook, YouTube, because of the way the sun is still so low right now. But there is not a cloud in the sky in downtown Madison. Not a cloud. You understand? Blue skies. And I don't care whether you're a man, woman, boy, whatever you are. Get outside. Well, you know, I'm too tired. Forget about it. Well, I got to put my coat on. Forget about it.
It'll energize you.
If you have not stuck your nose out the door, put a wrap on, put a coat, put a pair of house slippers. My grandpa always used to call them house slippers. I mean, like, I'm not sure if it's any other kind of slipper. Put your house slippers on and go out because it's one of those days. And let me tell you, I've seen the forecast. And by the end of the week, if you don't get out today, tomorrow, or Wednesday, you're going to be saying, geez, I should have listened to Todd, because this is it. After this week, it's going to get cold, nasty, temperatures, daytime highs in the 30s, snow, wind, all that stuff. It's on its way. And so this is it, folks. This is what we live in Wisconsin for, these picture-perfect fall days. Zummers and I walked around the square earlier this afternoon. It's great out, Zummers.
Yes. This is one of those sweet spot days in fall, for me at least, where it's energizing to be outside because it's not frigid, but it's cool enough that you can wear a jacket, maybe a windbreaker because it's a little windy. Mm. But, you know, if you need to cool down, then you can take it off and let the wind get you. And as long as you have some sunglasses, it's perfect outside.
It's what Elmer Childress, the former chief meteorologist at NBC 15, used to call cool. It's cool. It can be a cool day.
That is not wrong.
No, it's fantastic out. So get out and enjoy it. Thanks for joining us to kick off the week back to school and back to work on this Monday. Zummers, we're into November, for goodness sakes. Into November. Can you believe it?
I can, but it's going so fast.
It's going quickly. Hope you had a great weekend. I got a chance to relax a little bit. Mom and I hung out on Saturday, so that was nice to see her. And although I caught up on a little laundry. That's always good. And yes, watch both some baseball and some football over the weekend. Stay tuned at the bottom of this hour. Our friend, our colleague, the host of Matt Nair on Air with her co-host Greg Bach, Ms. Jane Matt Nair, is going to be here live and in person. Well, she'll be at her house live and in person. She'll be joining us via StreamYard. Big announcement from Jane today. She will expand upon that at the bottom of the hour, and we'll talk some headlines as well with Jane and find out what's happening down there in beautiful Milwaukee. Find out what she did this weekend.
I look forward to it.
Now, you, Zummers, you did yeoman's work, double duty. You did our show on Friday, and then you were forced to stay into the afternoon and do Schwab's show, Nightlight with Pete Schwab. I did not get to listen. I was otherwise tied up, but not in a good way. But I heard it went well.
Yeah, it was a good show. And I, just for the record, I'm never forced to work on Pete's show. It is a blessing every time.
Right? Halloween show, did you have a lot of fun?
Yeah, it was fun. Pete was dressed up as a prisoner straight out of the federal penitentiary in like the 50s. You know, the black and white stripes. You know, they just don't do prison fashion anymore the way they used to.
No, not at all. That's fantastic. Now, you and then you with your busy social calendar, you had a Halloween party to go to, a Halloween party. And now, did you make it on time? And how was it?
No, but good. I made it. It was starting to wind down a little bit, which is to be expected because the people hosting are new parents.
That's right.
But then I got to go back over there the next day and spend some time with them and their little kiddo, 8 weeks old now.
Oh, that's cool. I did not know this until I was listening to Matt Nair on Air this morning. Our very own news director, Shally Pittman, is a regular guest on that program. I grew up Richland Center. I get back there frequently. In fact, we're doing the show there this coming Friday from WRCE. It was news to me from Shally that Richland Center hosted a rave in the old Frank Lloyd Wright warehouse in Richland Center over the weekend. And reports are it was spectacular. And she said, and this is a big shout out to my former art teacher, Jane Kins, who's been on this program, who I'm sure had something to do with this. Shally said the lighting, just the mood, the lighting in the old Frank Lloyd Wright warehouse in Richland Center was spectacular for this Halloween rave. So I hope everybody had a safe and happy Halloween. By the way, next time he's on, our friend and ongoing contributor, Brady Ewing, he and his wife, Rachel, took their four boys trick-or-treating to mom's house. And maybe I'll ask if we can share a photo. Rachel, his wife, made these Halloween costumes, and the boys were a fox, wolves, and coyotes. And some of the best stuff I have ever seen. No lie. That's what Halloween's about. Dressing up, having some good old-fashioned fun. So I hope you all had a good time. I did not dress up. As we said, I had a costume. I decided it would irritate too many of our political listeners. So I just said, I don't need it. You understand? I don't need the tricks on Halloween. So I chilled out. I saw mom on Saturday. But big weekend in terms of sports. First of all, did you watch the World Series, Summers?
I did.
I saw both most of the sixth and all of game seven. I was cheering for the Blue Jays. They should have won.
Yeah.
The kid, now I can't say his name, from Marshfield, Wisconsin. And he plays for the Blue Jays. And, Verscho, I believe that's his name, Verscho. And he was up to in the ninth.
Yeah, Dalton Varsho.
That's it. Dalton Varsho. And he got an infield blooper, basically, or a grounder, I should say. And the Dodger had it. He bobbled it a little bit, and he threw it to the plate. And they had to look at the replay because it was bases loaded, and the Blue Jays slid across the plate, and it was the cleat, not the shoe, but the cleat on the catcher for the Dodgers that touched the plate a millisecond before the Blue Jay player slid across, and he was out. And if the guy had just gotten a better lead at third and maybe had run instead of slid, you know, would have been, could have been, should have been. But it went into the 11th inning and the dirty Dodgers pulled it out.
You know, I was really hoping to see anybody pull one over the Dodgers.
I know.
But
I was not happy about this. I'll tell you who else was not happy. Giannis Antetokounmpo, the star player for the Milwaukee Bucks, who, of course, owns a share of the Milwaukee Brewers. He was asked over the weekend, Giannis was, what he thought of the Dodgers winning the World Series.
No, I don't like the Dodgers. They beat my Brewers.
Quick, simple, to the point, and he's right.
I love that in his marvelous accent. No, I don't like the Dodgers. They beat my Brewers. We got to save that. When we talk about the Dodgers, we'll play. So I couldn't agree with Giannis more. That was no good at all. But I guess, you know, at the end of the day, the Dodgers played more fundamental baseball than the Blue Jays did. So that was that. Badger football, thank goodness, they didn't play this weekend. So they didn't lose. That was good. And then you had the Packers yesterday. Carolina Panthers come to town to Lambeau Field. And the Packers, remember, we can't play the cut. I think Clemens had maybe the abbreviated cut on, I think it was on Friday. On Halloween, Matt LaFleur, head coach of the Packers, asked something about, well, you know, are you guys doing anything for Halloween or whatever? And LaFleur looked at the camera. He said, I'll clean it up for radio. He said, I couldn't give a crap that it's Halloween.
It was pretty funny.
And now we know why. He was looking at tape and he figured out that they were going to have all they could handle with the Panthers. I believe the Panthers were a 2-touchdown underdog coming into Green Bay, and the Packers lost. Another missed field goal by their kicker, by the way. Bring back Haversick. I want the substitute teacher. Enough of this other guy. I want Haversick in there full time. But Packers fall at home to the Carolina Panthers. And the Bears come back and get a big win. The Vikings win. Suddenly, the North is up for grabs. So, look, I'm not panicking too much about the Packers, but just annoying. And maybe the biggest news, and this is Coach Matt LaFleur asked yesterday after the game, star running back Tucker Kraft went down with a knee injury, and Coach LaFleur, courtesy of our very own great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, who was there and gave us all the details, Clemens was in the room and asked LaFleur about Tucker Kraft.
Is Tucker's injury serious?
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
How do you overcome him?
It's going to be tough. It is what it's football, and the other guys are going to have to step up.
Matt LaFleur, head coach of the Green Bay Packers, and about an hour and a half ago, it was confirmed by the Packers that Tucker Kraft indeed has a torn ACL, and he is out for the year. So
that's rough.
Really rough when it comes to Tucker Kraft and the Packers. I mean, he was off to a spectacular season. So hopefully the Pack can get it back on track. The Badger men's basketball team kicks off their regular season tonight at 7 o'clock. And now I guess they're not on the radio. I'm looking at the actual Wisconsin Badger Twitter feed here. And it's on Big Ten Plus television tonight. But they do not list any radio, which I thought all the regular season games were on our Badger Radio Network, but maybe not. Anyway, at 7 o'clock tonight, the always tough Campbell Camels are in town.
It will be on tonight on WLAK and WRCE and WFHR, 6:30 p.m. broadcast start.
Thank you very much, Summers. Always on top of it. Look at that. So you can hear that on some of our selects. If you're not in one of those stations, download the Civic Media app today, and you can listen for free over the Civic Media app to that as well. So pregame show, 6:30 with Matt LaPay and Brian Butch. 7 o'clock tip-off from the Coal, the Campbell Camels. I'm hoping they bring an actual camel.
We can only hope.
Wouldn't it be fantastic?
It would. Or even just like a giant fake camel.
Right. I'm excited for the Badger basketball season. I think they're going to surprise some people, and they're always a little bit underestimated. So we shall see about that. Here's people who know me understand that Saturday night was my favorite night of the year. Sunday morning, my favorite, because it was the end of daylight saving time and we returned to standard. I got my hour of sleep back. And here now, from the great NBC series Cheers, it brings back when Cliff and Norm were at the bar and they were leaving, and Woody reminded them that it was the end of daylight saving time.
Closing time.
It's hard to believe 17 hours could slip by that quickly.
Well, guys, don't forget, tonight's the night we go off daylight savings time. Be sure to change your clocks.
It's 2 o'clock now, so which way does it go?
That's spring forward, fall back, Mr. Peterson.
All right, so it's 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Sit him up, Simmy. And I was this close to going home.
I was this close to going home. They got another hour at the bar. I was not in the bar on Saturday night. I got my hour back in bed. I woke up early. I'm good for about 2-3 weeks now. I'll be on top of it.
Oh, I slept too much, and now it's the opposite problem.
Gonna come back here from Hall of Famer Joe Thomas of the Badgers, who is now a beef farmer with Hall of Fame beef. Joe Thomas speaks out about what's going on with beef prices and Trump after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 now, past the hour of 3 o'clock on Monday, November 3rd, 2025. Aaron Zommers on the board. Appreciate him as always, as you as well, joining us here to the start of another great week. Coming up after the bottom of the hour farm news, Jane Matt-Nair is going to be here. She is the host of Matt-Nair on Air, along with her co-host Greg Bach. Made a big announcement today. And I'm not really sure whether it was newsworthy or not to go on the air to announce she was getting new drapes. But, hey, she can do her. So she'll be here and expand on her big announcement this morning.
You know, if you get custom drapes for your home, it's exciting.
There's the electronic drapes that go up and down. Maybe she got some of those. So anyway, Jane will be in and expand a little bit on her announcement this morning. And we'll, kick around whatever else we feel like. It's really my opportunity to catch up with my friend. And I just let you all here, spend some time with us.
And we're happy to be here.
I appreciate that. Happy also to play this for you. This little news last week talked about Argentina and Argentinian beef. Donald Trump stating on Air Force One that in order to bring U.S. beef prices down, he was going to flood the market with Argentinian beef. And we heard from our friend David Umbihan, beef farmer in Richland County, from his combine last week. He knows this, does it every day. And he's like, this just doesn't add up. That's not the way you deal with this. And you're going to undercut beef producers if you flood the market with Argentinian beef. Well, here now, Joe Thomas. I put his hat on during the break there, Six Springs Farm. We did the show out there. Of course, he has Hall of Fame beef. Former Badger great Joe Thomas, former Pro Football Hall of Famer Joe Thomas. Look, this is not a guy that gets into deep partisan politics, and he's still not. But I think it's notable for a guy who really watches how much he publicly gets involved with politics, for him to sit down and put out this statement from Six Springs Hall of Fame beef over the weekend. This says something. This is Joe Thomas speaking out on Trump's policy on Argentinian beef.
Hey, what's up, guys? Joe Thomas here, former NFL lineman, and now I'm a beef farmer in Wisconsin, and I'm the founder of Hall of Fame Beef. And I just got finished cleaning up the garden for the fall and putting it away and putting it to bed for the winter. And it gives you a lot of good time to think. And so when I was doing my garden thinking time, I was thinking a lot about the news here recently of the foreign beef that President Trump wants to be able to import into the United States and drive prices of beef down here. So here is my zero emotion, unbiased take on those comments from President Trump on wanting to be able to flood the market in the U.S. with foreign beef and drive those prices down. So first off, the high of prices you're seeing right now at the grocery store and at your butcher shop, they're not about greed. They're about supply and demand. So for a lot of years, cattle prices were just too low here for most family farmers to make a living here in the United States. And that forced thousands of family farmers to have to sell out or shut down altogether. When that happens, those families, they're not passing that farm down to their kids because their kids are going to move on to do something else. And what did that result in? Well, now we have the smallest U.S. cattle herd in 75 years. So with fewer family farms, that means there's going to be fewer cattle. And that's exactly why right now beef prices are high today. So if you try to manipulate the U.S. market by bringing in cheaper foreign beef, that's a huge flaw, and it actually runs counter to the intent of what you're trying to do, because it's going to make beef cheaper for the short run in a few months. But in the long run, it's going to make everything worse off, because what it's going to do, it's going to squeeze out the family farmers. It's going to push more of the power of the cattle business into the hands of the massive corporate operations and the few big four slaughterhouses. It's going to give consumers even less choice, and the beef quality is going to go down. Yes, prices are going to be lower, but so is the quality. And so if prices are too low for a long time, ranchers are going to quit, which means in a few years, we'll have even fewer cattle and higher prices. So remember, this is a market economy we live in here in the United States. Supply and demand isn't some fake news that you heard about in eighth grade economics class. So the solution isn't just a quick fix. We got to be thinking about sustainability. We need fair, market-driven prices that can keep small and mid-sized family farms alive. and we can reward the people that are raising the beef the right way with care, quality, and pride. And I'm new to the Hall of Fame beef cattle business. I'm new to farming. I just started raising beef in 2018, but it's really become a passion of me and my family. And I really care deeply about the farming community that I live and I work in Boscobel, Wisconsin, and the hardworking Americans all across the country in farming and ranching in the beef and agriculture business. And I think that keeping American beef in the hands of family farmers who believe in doing things the right way and not manipulating markets in the short term to be able to drive prices down and make the customers and consumers feel good for a short period of time, that's not the path forward. It's not going to work. It's going to actually be counter to what we want to have done because there are no shortcuts in agriculture. There's no shortcuts when you're dealing with markets. And you know what? As a family farmer, we never look for easy. We just always want to do the right thing. This is not the right thing.
Former Badger and Pro Football Hall of Famer and now owner of Six Springs Hall of Fame Beef, Joe Thomas. So many great things I like about that cut about, A, he has the ability, unlike me, a lot of times, to not be emotional and just say, look, I'm not coming at this from a partisan or I'm just putting down the lay of the land here as someone who's been raising beef from 2018. And the other part that we, of course, discovered when we spent a couple of hours with him doing the show out there, it was remarkable for a guy who grew up in Brookfield, Wisconsin, who has adopted Southwest Wisconsin as kind of his new home, how much he's invested, not just in himself, but in the agriculture industry, in the beef industry in rural Wisconsin. Here's a guy that just wants to do the right thing, and I appreciate Joe speaking out clearly, without emotion, and factually. Speaking of facts, come on back. We'll get the facts from Jane Matinier on her big announcement today and kick around a little politics, as she might say. First, Pam Yonke and Midwest Farm Report. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock on a Monday, November 3rd, 2025. Zomer's on the board. Glad to have you along here to start your work week and back to school with us. Our first guest, longtime broadcaster in the state of Wisconsin, our friend and colleague, our traveling companion. She is the host of Matinier On Air every morning on this network from 9 until 11, along with her co-host Greg Bach. She is coming to us live from the beautiful Milwaukee area, the one, the only, Jane Matinier. Jane, how the heck are you?
I am wonderful, my friend. Good to see you.
You're also kind of lying because you made the effort. You're feeling a little under the weather.
I have a low grade fever of about 99.7. So something is fighting me, but that's all right.
All right.
I have the Wisconsin remedy of Theraflu and brandy. So my Dr. Oz says it's really good.
Dr. Oz.
Because that's where I get all my medical information from, and him and Bob Jr. So, yeah, they said it's fine.
Now, look, I don't want to steal your thunder here, but I'm kind of going to do that because I know you made a big announcement this morning, but I had the insight on this before. Examiners, we have an audio clip of what was going on. Jane announced this morning what she did this weekend, and it turns out that she was in Florida. She was the girl in the glass at Mar-a-Lago. Let's go. Here we go, Zomers. You can't see the video, but there's what looks to be a glass champagne and a girl in a glass in a scantily clad sequin bikini. Jane Matinier.
Well, and I'm shocked that you pinned me on that because most people didn't recognize that. Of course, that is the outfit I wear every day on the show. It's just kind of the uniform, you know, as one does. what a great idea on the eve of people losing food benefits, people who struggle, people who work for major corporations that are really struggling like Walmart. Yes, their food benefits are going to run out. So let's have a great Gatsby-themed party at Mar-a-Lago. What could be better than that?
It was just ridiculous. And the lack of awareness. I guess we shouldn't be surprised anymore.
No.
But I was just, anyway, maybe we'll get to that, back to that in a minute. But first, in all seriousness, you did make a big announcement this morning. For those that might not have heard it, for whatever reason, Jane, the mic is yours.
After 44 years and 3 years with Civic Media and almost 2 years as host of my own show, Matt Nair on Air, I am retiring in December. And my final show will be on December 12th. I am so grateful and so honored to be able to wrap up my career at Civic Media, working with you, working with Zommers and Greg and Calvin and so many people here at Civic Media. The best in the biz, the best in the biz. And I'm just so immensely proud of the work that we do as a network and will continue to do. And I just, I couldn't be happier. And I couldn't be happier again to wrap things up with Civic and the fact that they let me.
The only reason I'm not a complete puddle right now, you've seen me. I was, because I had a little insight into this. I knew this was coming. So my take isn't quite as emotional as it was a month or so ago. But listening to you and Greg, I thought you just did it with class as you do everything. And I just want to thank you for your mentorship and everything you've done for me personally for this network. And as someone whose grandmother was a person who broke glass ceilings in education, you've done the same thing in broadcasting for people like my nieces and women in particular to be an example for. And that should not go unnoticed and thanked. And so I just want to, I know we have time left. You're not officially signing off for another month and a couple of weeks or so, but thank you.
Well, that is so lovely of you, Todd. Thank you. And I stand on the shoulders of Bobbin, who came in before me. And for folks who are from southeastern Wisconsin, and particularly the Milwaukee area, know that in the late 70s, Bobbin was one of the first female voices in the Milwaukee area on the radio, because you just didn't hear women on the radio. And so she was the cool night chick from 7 to midnight, and that's what I wanted to be. Unfortunately, I am neither of those things.
No,
I am not cool
no.
or
yes,
a night are. Chick or a rock chick or any of those things. And but it's women like that who opened the door for me and made me think I might be able to actually do that and make a life out of it. Mm-hmm. And here we go. Here I am. And I have. And so I say thank you to all the people who welcomed me into their homes and their kitchens and their bathrooms and their cars and the barn. And we've had calls from all over the place, all over the state, all over the country when it came to the PAC Arena, which we're going to talk about probably the last week. But I'm so grateful, Todd, and I've been so very, very fortunate. I am a lucky, lucky person.
Our very own Terry Barr checking in on YouTube saying in all caps, thank you, Jane, exclamation point. That's a good summarization for it. Kurt in Madison, listening on WMDX, says, let her know, Jane, that the cream of mushroom soup is on its way. Now, I'm not sure if Kurt has your address or if he's sending that via FedEx. I don't know, but he claims that there's soup on the way.
Wonder he's going to share his recipe with me because we were talking about food. I am not a good cook. I'm an okay cook. I haven't poisoned anyone last couple months. And so, but the last time I tried to make cream of mushroom soup, it was gray. Food as a rule should not be gray.
Probably not.
So he emailed and said that he had a surefire cream of mushroom soup recipe, which I'm gonna take a shot at.
All right, Zommers.
Rick in Waukesha also called in, and he said, thank you, you know, for everything that you've done, and he really appreciates hearing you on the air. But he also said something that I imagine will make sense to you, but I wasn't exactly sure where it came from. He said the Victorian flush is the best flush.
I'm not sure what that means, but okay. A Victorian flush, maybe a UK reference. I'm not sure.
I'll have to think about that. Rick, can you clarify that? Just, I'm old. Let's not forget. Pushing 66. That's kind of looming. I have a hard time remembering what we had for dinner last night.
Right?
So maybe a little clarification. But thank you for that.
Very nice. Well, again, Jane, I know we have, first of all, I know you said that this morning, but I just want to emphasize, this is not a Paramount Plus Skydance CBS Jane's retiring, quote unquote. This was your choice. You're not being pushed out. I just want to, I want to emphasize that.
I appreciate that, Todd, to clarify for some people who will probably be really disappointed. But yes, no, this is my choice. And again, Civic and Sage and everybody knew when I first came on 3 years ago when I was producing for Kristen. And then about 2 years ago when they approached me about hosting my own show, I told them they've always known that by the time 65, 66, I was going to look to retire. So this isn't taking anyone by surprise. I'm not pulling a fast one, and they are not shoving me out the door. Sorry.
to those few handful of disturbed people who might not be a Jane fan.
They're entitled to their opinion. Yeah. That's just fine.
As Johnny Carson used to say in terms of what's next, more to come, but I'll simply say this, I'm not letting you leave. So, I mean, I'm going to force you to come back on this program, whether you're a part of Civic Media or not.
Well, actually, I'm taking this microphone.
Oh, good. A party
By
gift.
The way, management, I'm taking this microphone. So, yes, I will still be appearing on your program because I have a microphone.
That's great. Tom in Jackson, listening on WMDX in Madison, says, quote, hate to see you go, Jane, unquote. Mm. So there you go.
Thank you, Tom.
Appreciate
it. It has been an unbelievable experience. Yeah. It truly has. I'm the daughter of a small town mortician. And the things I've been able to do because of my job, the people I've been able to meet and talk to. And I said this morning, and I mean this very sincerely. All the people who have called over the years, Todd, and shared their stories about their struggles, their triumphs, their suggestions have enhanced my life so much. I cannot thank you enough for all of the things that you shared with me. Some painful things, some hilarious things, some embarrassing things. I'm so grateful to everyone who, again, for 44 years have been so gracious to me and so welcoming to me and so kind. It's remarkable. It's remarkable.
Well, it's been a great broadcasting career amongst your entire portfolio of your career, and certainly been fantastic the last 3 years, and there's more time left. Jane will be, did you announce the final day, or are we keeping that kind of a
December 12th.
All right,
December 12th. Right. Will be my final broadcast. It's a Friday. We're going to have special guests. Greg has told me they've got some surprises for me. If you know me at all, I really love surprises.
I know she doesn't.
But he's promised me they will be good surprises.
All right.
So I will trust my partner. Yes. Greg is amazing.
He is.
And we have had so much fun. We've had so much fun together.
Well, we'll have more time to kind of reflect back on your career, Jane. I want to take a couple minutes here to reflect back on last night. I don't know, you and Greg talked about it this morning. I wasn't going to watch the 60 Minutes interview with Norah O'Donnell interviewing Donald Trump. But then I thought, well, I should be informed.
Sucker for the
business that I'm in. And so I forced myself to watch it. And then, like you, I read the entire transcript of what it was, a 90-minute interview. About 20 minutes went on the air. Your take.
Oh, so they edited it. Yes.
Surprise, surprise.
Huh. I'm going to have to sue. That has harmed me personally that they edited his interview. I really, in all seriousness, encourage people to read the transcript.
Yeah.
Because when you're watching it, I think it is easy to write off how he pings from one thing to another. The man cannot follow a train of thought. He really can't. And they want to talk about Joe Biden's cognitive abilities. And I can say this about Trump going back several years. I've been encouraging people to read the transcripts because it's Looney Tunes.
Yeah, it's It is that. I'll grant you that. I mean, I'm no Dr. Lyerly or anybody else. I can't diagnose anybody. Do I think he has narcissism and other mental health conditions? Yes. And as someone who has a dad that has dementia, I don't believe he has dementia. And I
don't think he has dementia either. He has other problems. He is having cognitive issues.
Right.
And there are cognitive issues there.
I thought they edited it specifically to make it seem like Nora was being punchy and hold him to the punch. And then and I thought Trump comes across this interview on television, you know what? Pretty reasonable. Not a crazy guy, whatever. But then you look at what they cut out, which is when he was carrying on and on about Biden. When he talked about, you alluded to it, the Trump lawsuit against CBS where he got a $16 million settlement.
Yep.
I think that was manipulated by producers. Nora, I don't know.
I think they should be sued.
Jane needs a couple of bucks for retirement.
Selective editing. Come on. I have vacations to fund, you guys. Let's do something about it.
More on the way with Jane Mattinier on the other side. It's the All Balls Show on Civic.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 53 minutes now past the hour. That music, of course, from the great musical Kimberly Akimbo. A great adventure. It has been the honor of a lifetime to have a great adventure with my friend and colleague Jane Mattinier, as we've had the opportunity to travel around the state. For those watching on the stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter.
Nice slideshow.
We put up a few of those photos from our travels around the state. She joins us from her home in the greater Milwaukee area. Jane, we've had some great adventures and hopefully maybe a couple more here before all is said and done. So.
Absolutely. That would be fantastic. I'm sure if we pick a place, we can pull it together in 6 weeks.
Well, you've got the clout to do that. Several of our listeners across the state texting in, want to read some of these on Jane's announcement. She'll be retiring in December. And again, it is her decision. This is not a CBS retirement.
Yes, a happy decision.
Diane in Madison on MDX says, please tell her, Ms. Diane says, I will miss her voice and her input on life struggles. Ms. Diane from Madison. Ray in Mickle Murray on WMDX says, I just heard that Jane Mattinier is retiring. I will miss listening to her on the radio, but I wish her all the best in her retirement.
Thank you, Ray.
Tom in New Berlin on WAUK, Milwaukee, Waukesha says, thanks, Jane. You got two turntables and a microphone. I will miss you. All right. Well, there you go. Maybe he wants you to play some songs. I'm not sure.
I'm turntable below.
Tom.
Mike, I have.
Tom in Jackson, MDX says, Jane, I hate to see you go. So all kinds of great.
Thanks so much, everybody.
Well wishes. And
we
have 6-7 weeks left.
But just so folks know, too, I do save messages and I do save your emails. And I have a whole little folder that I've saved when I feel really badly about myself. And I go back to my folder and I read all your nice comments. And it has made my life so lovely. Yeah. It really has. There was one we got. I asked Greg about this one. We got one a couple of weeks ago that was so nice. And I sat in my car and cried. Happy cry. It was good cry.
But I think you bring up a great point. You've basically been in this business twice as long as I have. But if you spend any amount of time in the business, it is, as you said this morning, it's kind of one-sided because we do a lot of talking out and we don't always receive a lot back in. And yes. Your point that you can't underestimate when someone just says, oh, I heard your show or I like that guest. It's like, oh, wow, somebody actually is out there listening.
Yeah, it really does. It makes a big difference for all of us. You might think that getting an email from you or seeing a text from you doesn't matter. Trust me, it absolutely does. Mm. It matters a lot. Matters a lot.
Terry in Cross Plains, listening on WMDX, says you will be missed by all, Jane.
Oh, thanks,
Mark
Terry.
In Prairie du Sac on WMDX, hi, Jane. Retirement is great. He says, Mark from the sack. So
yay,
I know you were
Mark.
You were soliciting some things this morning on what to do after retirement. Any big winners?
I just thought it was so funny because that's the first thing that people ask you when you say, oh, I'm going to retire. Mm. And it's like, well, what are you going to do? What do I have to do something? Can I just do
the
nothing?
The point of retirement.
And I'm going to retire and I might just goof around. I'm not sure. Or I could follow my long-standing passion for astrophysics. No, I don't have a long-standing passion for astrophysics. But I don't know. Right? I don't know. I'm considering a podcast. Might do that.
Nice.
Might step back just for a little bit. I don't know. We'll have to see.
PJ on the stream on YouTube says, how about tutorials on using a squeegee mop?
I would be great on a squeegee mop. I could have like the squeegee mop channel for all your squeegee mop needs.
I mean, all these NIL deals now, how about an infomercial?
I could do that.
I'm not necessarily joking. You have the cachet. Think of all the people that know you in particularly in Southeast Wisconsin. I'm getting an endorsement deal. You know, I cleaned up my basement with a squeegee mop. It could be yours for $29.99. But if you call right now, I'll send in two specialty squeegees along attachments for no extra cost.
I just think I want a channel that is nothing but squeegees. And just because I like the word.
I think squeegee
is a word we need to say more often just because it's a happy word. all squeegees all the time. Thank you. I'm going to. Let me write that down.
Yeah,
there's potential
right?
there.
Squeegee. The squeegee queen of
the
Milwaukee.
The squeegee channel. Oh, yes.
Well, whatever you decide to do, I know it'll be spectacular. Or if you just say, you know what, damn it, I earned some time to myself, that's okay too.
Well, and my husband wants to keep working. He's going to keep working. He loves it. And so it's like good. Right. As a friend of mine said, I married for better or worse, not for lunch. So if I'm going to be home, maybe he should still be gone from home.
Well, that's the best of all worlds, Jane. You don't have to work, and you've got your husband bringing in the dough. You know,
right.
I mean, it's about darn time, right?
Well, and then I can practice on not poisoning him when I cook.
That mushroom soup recipe is on this way. All right.
It's my goal.
Any big quick highlights? I mean, I know there are, but Matt and Aaron Air this week. People should be listening.
We have Pat Kreitlow coming up tomorrow. We're going to talk to patriotic millionaires. Gosh, maybe really, really rich people should pay more money in taxes. What a wacko idea that is. We have a really, really rich person who's going to join us tomorrow and suggest that very thing.
We'll be listening, Jane Matner. One more from the YouTube channel. Ms. Artie says, quote, you have made our lives lovely. You will be missed more than imaginable. Thank you very much, Artie. Thank you, Jane Matner. It's been a great adventure. We'll continue to be through the end of this year. She'll be listening tomorrow morning from 9 until 11. Thank you, Jane.
See you later.
Hour 2 is straight ahead.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.